I'd gone to Chicago and I saw that these guys were way over my head, and they were, you know, there was something. What I saw was that what they were doing was so natural to them, and I saw really even more so how ridiculous it was to make a studious copy of it, which is what most people, most blues bands, that, I mean, basically, what I saw was that these guys were doing something that was just a very natural offhand mode of expression and lifestyle. They were all drunk all the time, and it, you know, it was all sexy, sexy, and duty, duty, and it's just a bunch of guys who didn't want to work, you know, basically, and who play, and good musicians too, a lot of them, you know. I smoked a joint one night, and I just—it's funny. I'd always wanted to take drugs, and I'd never been able to, because the only drugs I knew about were marijuana, and I was a really bad asthmatic. And I just remember going down by the sewage treatment plant down there in the loop where the river is entirely industrialized, you know, it's concrete banks and, you know, and effluvia going in, and those big towers, those round towers that Steve McQueen jumps off, or whatever those, the marina towers are there, and I smoked this thing, and I went, you know, it hit me at what you've got to do, you know, this is fine, but what you've got to do is you've got to go, you could play your own blues. Nobody's really doing that. You can play your own very simple blues. And I thought, yes, you could, you know, and you could describe your experience based on the way these guys are describing theirs, which is what I did, and appropriated a lot of their vocal forms and also their turns of phrase, you know, either heard or misheard or twisted from blues songs, basically. So, like, I Want to Be Your Dog is probably my mishearing of Baby Please Don't Go, where I thought I heard the guy saying, I want to be your dog, and he's probably saying, before I'll be your dog, or I ain't gonna be your dog, but I heard I want to be your dog. That's cool, you know.